We just heard Leonard Feather, Ocean Motion. And before that, we heard from Lorraine Feather, Timeless Rag, based on Fats Waller's The Viper's Drag. And as a matter of fact, we have Lorraine Feather on the phone with us right now. Hey, Lorraine.
Hey, Michelle. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. What's the weather like up there? I know you're up in the snow belt.
It's not. Finally, it stopped snowing, at least for now.
Good.
And it's kind of, upper 30s going into 40s and 50s. My kind of weather, really.
Boy, that almost sounds like spring.
I know.
Wow.
I know. I'm going to take a walk
right after we
finish up. But it's nice here. It's cloudy. It's kind of always cloudy and often cloudy in Rochester.
Yeah, Rochester's a great place, though.
It is.
So you, actually, I know that at one time, you lived right here in Worcester for a while, didn't you?
I did. I was in the Woo for a couple of years, and then I left a couple of years ago. But coming by your radio station was one of the nicest things I did while I was there.
Well, it was nice for us to have you. I remember that day very well. And I remember also that with a photo that I've been looking for, you and I, and holding a copy of your dad's textbook, The History of American Popular Music, which is still the textbook that people go to when people want to know what's the deal. Your father was a noted musicologist, of course, a songwriter. He wrote many tunes for Dinah Washington. Your mom was also involved in that as well. I know the two of them wrote Blowtop Blues for Dinah Washington. The lyrics in that song, and you have definitely inherited that lyric writing ability from your parents.
Oh.
Your lyrics are so wonderful. I don't know whether everybody is familiar with what you do, but you have written songs, which you've recorded, of course, but you've also written tunes for, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're up to right now? Let's just take the most recent stuff that you've been working on. What's going on?
Okay, well, a couple of things. I'm finishing up an album called My Own Particular Life, which I've been doing pandemic style. It's been going just better than I would ever have expected. The drummer I've used for many years, Michael Shapiro, is now in Manila, but he has a great studio there. So we put on drums, then bass, piano, guitar, violin, and I sang and did my background vocals as I always do early on. And we're about two-thirds of the way through the album. It's produced with me by Eddie Arkin, who's my closest co-writer. And then the other writers are Shelley Berg, Russell Ferrante, and there's a tune I wrote with Dave Grusin. And then I'm working with a wonderful composer in L.A., Nan Schwartz, on two musicals. One had a showcase in Paris a year and a half ago. It's called Le Voir au Cancan. I'm pronouncing it wrong, I think. And the other one is based on a book, The Grammarians, by Kathleen Shine. It's about two identical twins who are obsessed with words. And we're really in the heat of working on that right now. So I've been very busy in my little socially distanced lockdown space here.
That's great. I can't wait to hear that new work from you. And, you know, you talked about lockdown, pandemic style. It's true, you know, things have been just so crazy for the last year. But I've definitely noticed that folks have really started to rely on radio in a way that they haven't for many decades. And that's part of the reason why we want to emphasize to people the importance of their contribution to WICN. I'm talking with Lorraine Feather right now. She is a wonderful lyricist and singer. She's also basically American musical royalty coming from her parents were Jane and Leonard Feather. You yourself, of course, I mean, your mom, her roommate in college was Peggy Lee. You were named after the song Sweet Lorraine. We played that a little earlier because it's Nat King Cole's birthday, of course. And your godmother, Billie Holiday. I can't think of a pedigree that's more highly refined than that. And if that isn't a good reason for people to call in, you've taken the time to call in today. So we'd like to encourage others listeners to call in. The number to call is 508-752-0700, or you can pledge online at WICN.org. But I think, Lorraine, especially for, we're going to play a tune in a few minutes from an album you did with Stephanie Trick, the two of you known as Nouveau Stride. She's a wonderful pianist. And then we will also hear a track from Math Camp, which is one of my favorites. But this music doesn't get played a lot on Top 40 radio. Am I right?
Well, the reason it's important, it's more than important to support jazz radio. It's vital. It's food for the soul. Honestly, pop music, there are always people writing wonderful songs, but commercial radio, there's a lot of music that's kind of redundant and only has a couple of chords, and it's important. It's for those of you who have kids to expose them to the beauty of music that has sophisticated melodies and gorgeous harmonies and is outside of the box in some cases, but just it honestly it's smartifying, which is a term I heard on the TV show Frasier. When you listen to Mozart, it's smartifying. It elevates you to listen to jazz, and it's just incredibly important to support WICN. It takes less than 90.5 seconds to make a donation at 508-752-0700 or go to WICN.org. I can say from personal experience, this is a wonderful radio station. It deserves people's local support.
It certainly does. I agree with you. And so well said what you just said. That really is it. It really does smartify it. It really ups your thinky parts for sure to listen to this kind of music, the kind of music that you just don't get to hear everywhere anymore. And then even online, of course, there are many different song places that you can go. But the thing about that is you might get a little taste of something, but you're not going to get the kind of depth and breadth that the hosts here bring, for example, because we're all passionate about music, and each of us is passionate about our particular little corner of it, and we love to share it with people. So the other day I played a couple of your tunes and got several emails from people. What was that wonderful music? Well, they wouldn't have heard it if they hadn't been listening to WICN. And so I want to tell you how much we appreciate your time and your great music.
Thank you.
So keep the great music coming, but I want to give you the last word. So tell folks once again why they should call 508-752-0700 and pledge their support. We have a goal this hour. We have a little over a half an hour to reach that goal, and we need $200 before the top of the hour. Why should someone call and give us that money?
They should do it. I know this has been a hard year. It's been hard for everybody. But music is one of the most soul-satisfying, important things in anyone's life. And you hear a level of sophisticated and, just enchanting, beautiful, thought-provoking music on a station like WICN that you would not anywhere else. And it's just so important to all of us for our minds, our hearts. You really, if you can extend yourself a little bit and contribute, it means everything.
That is the truth, Ruth. I mean, Lorraine. We're going to let you go. Thanks so much for calling in. It's so wonderful to speak with you. I could talk to you
too
all day, but I will spare the listeners my commentary, and we're going to hear a trick from you and Stephanie Trick. And thanks once again for calling
in. Thank you, Michelle. You're going to reach that goal. I just
know. Yeah, baby.